good questions. He's got a plane to catch.
We're going to New York.
Red Bass.
If you want your team to have confidence, you talked about them being able to beat any team in the league. How fun is it for you as a coach to see a team take the ice with that attitude, with that belief, maybe that confidence?
Yeah, well, listen, it's another night that all four lines were just outstanding in the 60. Good. Elvis made the saves when we needed them. But, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun for the guys. They're enjoying this. They really are. And you can see and you can hear it. What you guys don't hear and see is the locker room before the game, between periods, out in the hallway. Like, they're all into it. They're all really enjoying it. And that's what gives me the most pleasure, is that the guys are having fun. We're having some success, yeah, but they're really enjoying it. You enjoy it more when you buy in and you know you've bought in, and you're sitting there and you see all your teammates buy in. Like, that's the fun for as a professional athlete. Doesn't get much better than that.
I know you measure their games in ways other than just goals and points and that stuff, but for players like Sillinger and Ken Johnson, who have played by your own judgment so well recently, had so many chances to finally break through and get one tonight. How do they?
Yeah, and, you know, again, that's, you know, a big boost. And I think, you know, a guy like KJ is a good example. He's learning how to play. He understands now that playing without the puck is just as important as playing with the puck. And he's had his looks, but he's, even though he wasn't scoring, he was getting the chances, he was still being pretty reliable defensively. And it's great to see him score. And Cole's been, that line's been outstanding for us since I've been here. So, yeah, it's nice to see them both score. For, you know, they're young kids, and they're big games right now. Every game's important. And to come through and help your team win, that's a pretty strong feeling for the guys.
You kind of referenced it with your first comment, but how difficult is your team to check right now? Your team to defend?
Well, yeah, when we're on it and we're above you, we're not giving you a whole lot of time. I did like a couple of those early rushes, but, you know, sometimes, again, the other team, they're pretty fast over there. They've got some good speed, and that goal they scored, their first goal is an example. They came in with speed and delayed, and they find the late guy. And one of the things we're trying to get our players to understand is when you're coming back and the guy delays, that guy's not the problem. It's the guy coming up behind you, right? That's the most dangerous guy. But so we didn't get a great read on that. But, you know, again, they're learning. They know how, they now understand defense is going to win, right? We're not the Edmonton Oilers that can score your way in. Defense, defense, offense and defense makes us a tough team to play against.
Fred, considering where the team was when you came in, is there a point in the past couple weeks where you've seen it switch to everybody's having fun, all four lines are clicking? Did it all do it at once, or
just... No, that's been coming for a while. It's not just the last couple of weeks. It's been coming for pretty much the whole time. I've had no complaints. You know, the guys, you know, they make it a lot easier for me to coming out of retirement. I love coming out of retirement for this. This is awesome. We're all having fun, right? So it's all good right now. And tomorrow we'll come and we'll have a big game tomorrow night.
I think it was during the Olympic break when it was the last time that you said, we've got to get Monahan's line going. What's gotten it going? What factors have contributed?
Oh, listen, Connor Garland, watch him on the puck. He makes a lot of good plays, and he's small, but he's very strong on his feet, and he's able to fend off the bigger guys. But he makes a lot of great plays. Look at the play he made on KJ's goal tonight. That's what he brings. He brings speed and puck possession, and he's a driver. He makes things happen. And KJ, like, he started okay, and then we sit him a couple of games, but he's responded really well. Like, that's a young man, a young pro, learning how to be a good pro. And when your name's called to play, be ready to go, and he's done that. So, and Monty, get the same thing from him every night. So,
last two, Mark. You referenced about the four lines. I think everybody played over 9.5 minutes. How much more prepared does that make your team to handle back-to-backs, knowing that you're able to conserve a lot of your guys?
Well, huge. That's huge going into tomorrow night. We didn't have to shorten the bench up. Now, a couple guys, you have three power plays, and some guys are missing minutes, but when we're healthy and we're just going to roll four lines, and you can, and you, now we're at the point we trust them against anybody that they put out. So But that is huge, and be able to roll 60 when you're going into this, again, a tough stretch with a lot of games and travel. You need to have your four lines going and your 60.
Good. For two or three years now, this team has not had a problem building leads, taking leads, scoring goals. They've had a problem protecting leads.
I'm not worried about what's gone on before me, so I don't care what went on before I got here.
I guess the question, though, is how... It goes back to the defensive zone, what you're talking about. That's how you protect the lead.
All three zones. You know, the only time you start in your zone is when there's a face-off in your zone. So it's the neutral zone, it's the forecheck. That's all connected, right? So it's all connected coming back into your zone. Again, the only time you start in your defensive zone is when there's a face-off there. So you've got to have your structure in all three zones. But it's a lot easier when you're coming into your zone, into your D zone, when you know your responsibilities, and that starts in the neutral zone or starts in the offensive zone. So it's all connected. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.